Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
But I see bare people bump train these days. Mm-hmm. Every time I've taken train, I've seen someone just like run through the barriers.
Cost of living, like, see, the new method now is someone will pay, they just walk past them quickly.
Yeah. I see that bare. Like, they just itch up.
Has
it happened to you?
Yeah, I felt vulnerable. I didn't feel good about it.
Like, they're pushing you through. Like, be quick.
Yeah. Are you? My back.
Nah, don't use me like that.
Yeah. I'm made, bro. I'm gonna get Jet Enterprise in this round.
Hello, go.
Are you challenging me?
Do you wanna go, bro?
I will lie. Hello. It's been a long time.
Party. What's happening, people, man? Hey, it's Monday, 25th of March. Let's boogie, man. I hope you had a good weekend and a good week coming up, man. If your manager's chatting shit, tell them, listen, it's Monday morning. Stop talking to me right now, bruv. I just got out the lift. let's start with the audio listeners because you lot get the episode first. Where's my phone? Yeah, you lot have been leaving some comments, man.
They don't get it first.
What? Yeah, I'll release it at 7 a.m.
Well, members get members it first.
All you
gem,
members.
Gem pop.
You lot need gem to, pop. Yeah, gem pop. Members, you need to start commenting more, just keying and then running off. Like, comment as well, bro.
I saw a cold comment.
Okay, yeah.
Someone said, to you guys, it's Monday, but to us, it's Saturday.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I like that. That's good.
Flexing
That's
your muscles. Good. This one comes from New York City. We're coming, New York, you know.
New York.
We just booked our flights. You've been to New York?
I want to go this summer, you know, but I still haven't renewed my passport, but hopefully soon. So.
Amen. Amen. You know your mum has to do it.
Yeah, I know.
Hey. It's under the mattress in there. You know what I mean? The birth certificate.
Yeah.
Can I have it?
Yeah, I want to travel.
Remember when you got to look after your own shit?
Yeah.
What? And you lost it immediately?
No, I didn't lose it. I was responsible. Never.
I got a clue where my birth certificate is. I thought it was bad. I wanted to hold on. Let me have it. Lost it. Gone.
Nah, my mum's always kept that joint.
Yeah.
Always kept
it. Yeah, I have no use for it.
Yeah, birth certificate. I know I'm here, bro.
I didn't know what I wanted it for. I just wanted to feel responsible. Lost it. It's done. So anyway, the comment is from Simply Raina via Apple Podcasts, United States of America. Absolutely love the podcast. You guys make my Monday commute a bit easier. Usually don't leave reviews, but if this helps you guys get recognition, the recognition you deserve, I wanted to do my part. Continued success with all you have coming in the future. Thank you very much,
Thank
man.
You.
We appreciate
Thank
it.
You, man.
I also want to say we made number 10 in the Ghanaian comedy podcast
Come
charts.
On. Come on. Come on. Ghana for. Let's go.
Nigerians, where you at, bruv?
In it. In the Nigerians,
you know,
man.
So silly, man. But shout out to the podcast listeners on audios. Spotify, I see your comments. I'll be reading those on live streams. I'm going to start putting part one and two because I've heard you say, hey, put part one and two. I will.
Oh, live streams.
Yeah, you know, on other things.
Okay, cool.
And then, if you're new here, click subscribe, man. I'll tell you to like it a little later on. You have to make sure you're enjoying yourself before you click like, you know, one of them ones. You know,
better start engaging.
Yeah, tell them. What's happening, man? Tem, what are you telling us?
Oh, man, I feel good, man.
Yeah.
The weather's good, man.
It's getting better.
Did anyone feel like...
I walked around in the t-shirt, it was great.
Yeah. It felt like, oh, the sun's finally here. Mm-hmm. Like, we got a long
it's gonna be a great summer still. I feel it.
Do you?
I feel it.
You see,
it.
This is what I'm scared of, because that's what we said in 2020 as well.
Like, February, we were like, oh,
we thought we was bad.
So Oh my god.
It was for us anyway. We just came off the first Afro Nation.
Okay.
So we were like, yeah, next summer. You
know, it's gonna be the summer, but
yeah, yeah, and then it's a disappointment.
Finished. Absolutely finished. But we had the thing is the weather was strange because I feel like was it October that was warm? It was like one of the months in winter was warm, and I was like, ah-ha-ha. You know, to all the energy, to the energy companies, ah-ha. I ain't turning that heater on. And then these times, it just got like mad cold, like January, February. It was like, it's strange. Yeah. So it's like, now I'm going to see a bit of sun. Man.
It gets scary.
It gets like very, very scary. So I just feel good that man's getting a bit of more
vitamin D.
Do you
pay bills in your house?
I'm starting to pay rent now. It's really hurting still.
Swear down.
It actually really hurts. Like every month on the 13th, like I'm just thinking, nah, I'm not going to be in a good mood for the rest of the day because money's leaving my account. And
why on the 13th though? Like
it's a random day, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a random day. Like when my mom told me I should start paying rent. Like, I don't know what, like, something came over me. I was just, like, I was just seeing red. I was like, come on, like, I just turned 20. Like, bro, TikTok ain't really paying that much. Like, brand deals ain't trying to, you know, pay in the 30 days that it gave. It's all long.
Now you're chasing.
You know man. What, yeah?
It's all long.
Because the thing is, when man has stepped into this content creation game, yeah?
Yeah.
Man has stepped in later after man's been working job and
they pay immediately on the day.
Yeah. A day later, everyone's, hello? What's going on here?
Yeah.
Man, before man had house, man heard people say, I need to pay the mortgage.
Yeah.
We need the fucking money to be paid. So it's like, when man's got into like, the invoice game, I'm like, 30 days, that makes sense. You used to get paid every 30 days when you work.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes that shit might hit 60 days. You're 60 like, days.
I had one. I'm going to say the company.
Yeah.
Big YouTube channel, yeah. Cool. I did like an interview with them in September. I got paid November, the end of November. I was waiting for that money to pay the rent. I didn't see the money.
So I had to
go through my savings, do all that, and yeah.
So you're in arrears with your own money.
You know what? You know when you're in your arrears with yourself. Because I've gone into my own savings. So now when that money comes, it's not even new money. It's going straight back.
Literally.
It's horrible, man.
Bro. Oh my God.
So how did the convo really go? Like, where was you when your mum pulled up on you?
Cool. So I was in a bed playing PS4, yeah. UFC 4, my favorite game, innit? Playing UFC 4. So I've been fighting to move to Kent since year 11, but they decided to move to Kent last year. So it's been an ongoing threat. I was saying, yo, if you misbehave, we're going to Kent to live your sister. Because I went college in Kent for a year, which was really, really bad for me. So that's when I started making TikTok videos because I was just mad lonely when I went bare white people. I was the only black guy there. It just felt so awkward. So yeah, they've been trying
That's
to threat.
Interesting,
bro. Yeah, you bro, went to college in Kent and you lived in
year.
South.
I live in South London, Southeast London. I went to college in Kent for a year.
We can say where now because you moved.
Yeah. I used to live in Aylesbury Estate.
Yeah.
All my life, Aylesbury Estate.
So was you a victim of them like knocking it?
No. They tried to threat it, but they didn't like They told my mom, yeah, they're gonna knock it down. But when I moved to Old Kent Road. They didn't knock it down. It's still up there. Okay. But the block is just mad quiet right now.
Yeah.
My mom was trying to like threaten me to go to Kent. So they finally decided to move last year, September, October. Then my sister told me, yo, Ose is making so much money on TikTok. He has to start paying rent. Like they think I'm just full of money. Like my life is just money. But like, they don't see like the
they don't know behind the scenes. Terms.
Like it's actually I'm struggling out here. I don't know when I'm gonna eat. It's mad.
I'm not laughing at you. It's mad. I'm laughing because I understand what you're saying.
I understand because.
It's glitz and glamour. When you look at it from Instagram, it is glitz and glamour. Mm-hmm. Like as soon as you see someone say ad, you're thinking 30 bags, you got paid for that.
And it came yesterday.
Yeah. He doesn't know they had to send in analytics. They had to send in all of the shit. He might have hashtagged the wrong fucking brand. The UK one. They say, no, we need the UK and I one. They're like, oh, shit. Are they going to sack me off this fucking shit?
They still pay me.
Have I breached the terms?
Bro. And then even then, it's like, even like the freedom of it. Like, obviously, you might make it look nice, but there's times where when you're sending in the drafts to the brand,
don't even say that's not good. Do it again. I've done it 5 times. What do you want from me? Like, what? What do you want from me?
Oh, I'm losing my tone of voice.
Yeah. They don't know the 7th one is the one that came out when I was tired. Literally. I was knackered. There was one time I was working with a brand and I said, oh yeah, let me get my missus involved. And she was like, all right, cool, no problem.
Don't give it away too much.
No. It's fine because she wasn't involved. Yeah. And then we clinked the glass.
Don't give it away too much.
It didn't come out. We had to do, it's fine. It was like we had to retake it. Mm-hmm. But we clinked the glass and I was like, that take was cold. Yeah. Even she was like, hey, I might be on this content creation thing. We got here.
The glass didn't break or nothing.
We started getting visions of a couple's channel and that.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Temi.
They come back, they said, looks like you guys were drunk. Yep. We can't be promoting drinking alcohol. Drink responsibly. Get that shit out of here. She said, I'm not coming back.
She weren't ready for take
she's
two.
She's not ready for take two. She said, what was wrong with the first
one?
That's
what I was saying.
I was like, oh,
it's so hard having a woman that you want to get involved with stuff because you can see where the bread is, isn't it? Like, I can see, raw. Like,
but she's got too many questions.
Too many.
Bruh, if we really did this couple's thing, we'd be gone, you know? No, but instead, you want to be like, nah, this is long.
Oh, my God. But yeah, bro. Elephant and Castle. The thing that I find funny, yeah, is I just used to see this as a bus stop.
What, Elephant and Castle?
It was just a part. It's a cut through
Camberwell, Oakland Road, everywhere.
It's a cut through. So, you lived there from when you was born, yeah?
I was born in Nigeria.
Okay, here we go.
I was born in Nigeria. I left when I was one, so I basically grew up in the UK.
Okay, all right.
So yeah, I was living in Oakland Road, then I moved to Aylesbury Estate, then I moved back to Oakland Road. Oakland Road, like Elephant and Castle size, innit?
Mm.
So yeah, like growing up there, like they just changed the whole place. It's literally the capital of Colombia right now.
It's been that.
See my ship, like they used to have like Jamaican shops. I went there last week, they took that off. Now it's just like a Colombian restaurant, like the whole strip.
Right.
I can't even eat African takeaway no more. That shit. I have to go to Peckham to eat that shit now.
I'll be honest, yeah. Above Bagel King, I'm not gonna down Bagel King. I enjoy Bagel King.
Yeah, don't do that.
I enjoy it.
Bagel King had its time in 2016, 2017.
It might be.
Is it not good no more?
It's not good no more.
It might be.
It's over. Yeah, it's not like the spot anymore to go like after rave or like.
Yeah.
Like you could drive by and like it might be empty.
It might be empty, bro.
Back in the day, it was a hassle to go back.
Yeah.
Go in there, like bare people were there.
It was a slip to a degree.
It was a slip to a degree.
But something that's been consistent. His Lebanese grill.
Lebanese grill.
After school, that was the spot. Like, I think last month they introduced card payments. The whole world was shot. The whole ship was shot. Like, because we thought they were money.
Laundering.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
And I wanted to be part of it. Because it's that good.
There's never not a queue.
Never.
I've never had the shop.
Never. They ain't even got seating in there properly. You can't even be seated there because there's just line.
Literally.
It's queue and counter.
Yeah.
It's just your queue and counter.
It goes off in
that
there.
Joint, I don't know how they debone the chicken like that.
The
half chicken.
Butterfly it.
Oh my God.
What's the hot sauce? I don't know. It's a sauce that they use.
Even the chips bang.
What's your go-to thing you guys get there?
It's half chicken, half chicken and chips.
I don't get the rice. I don't fuck with rice in the Lebanese.
You don't know what they're doing with the rice.
Yeah, the rice.
Only man's rice.
Like straight. Yeah. I get the salad too, just for you know designer.
Yeah. I don't even eat it. It's just for it has to be there.
What's the joint? The green joint. Is it
the
like
green
a,
chili thing?
Yeah. What, is it a chili?
Yeah.
It's not peppery in it, so I don't.
Nah,
it
is kind of peppery.
What?
Sometimes.
Low key. Yeah.
Sometimes. Really? If you get a proper one, it's supposed to be pepper.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, it's a pepper. The green.
That was mild as hell. Like to me, that was like tasty. Mild.
Yeah, it was.
Do you know what I mean? It was almost like kind of gherkinish. Like,
what school did you go?
I went to Globe Academy.
Oh, where? Before,
yeah,
after it was Chaucer.
Before it was Geoffrey Chaucer. Yeah.
Is that what it's, they changed?
Globe,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Globe Academy. Yeah, Globe Academy.
Is it good in that now? Like, is it rough still?
Now it's good now. Like the head teacher has changed the whole school now. Mm. Like their man are following bare rules. Like you can't even. Like it's mad. Thank God I left there early, man. Thank God I left there. But it really like. When I look back at it, I'm like, yeah, they really helped me, you know, shape my mindset and that. And yeah.
Oh, so secondary school.
Lebanese was close to just around
close
the corner, innit?
Bro.
And you had...
Came out of school, Lebanese, straight away. Straight away.
You don't got money.
No. You see me...
£5.
You see me, I never...
Bro!
Like, you see my how much my mom gave me to go to school was like, literally like £1.
Oh, okay.
It was like £1. But
what? You're 20. Are you serious?
No, I swear that like one to
inflation
£3
was kicking your ass, bro.
£1, yeah.
You know what I mean? No, even our school meals was £1.60.
Nah, £1, four wings and chips.
When?
There.
Where, bro? Are they serving you pigeons?
I went to school from 2014.
Look. What's going on? That's not
look,
in
I
wings.
Went to school from 2014 to 2019, and so 2015 was cheap. It was cheaper.
Was
still.
It?
Swear.
It was cheaper,
so this inflation's recent.
Four wings was £1.
No even, way. Even, no
nah,
way.
Nah, four even wings, if, £1. I could
yeah,
be,
four wings,
chips,
£1.
With
not chips,
with chips. Yeah.
Where?
Like, you might add a little cheeky 20p. £1.20.
For potato.
And chicken.
What's man was busting you, man?
Bro.
But, like, that is not the price that I've experienced.
Oh, he was changing the price when he saw a school uniform.
Sure. Maybe.
Because, bro, I remember when Tennessee on Brixton Road.
Yeah.
Everything was £1.99 for them deals, and then one day it was £2.49 and everyone lost it.
We could
lost
do a little it. Madness though. We could get a young barbecue and that for £2.
Yeah, and chips.
And a drink if we're lucky, like the Tennessee Cottage something.
So what time did man go to school?
What was that 2003?
10 years before
damn.
You.
Damn. Oh my god.
He thinks we went to school.
I was born there.
He thinks we went to school when it was like black and white. Like, you know? It's funny how they look at
it. They have PVs and
you have good whiteboards in that.
Yeah. We had the little digital
projector. Yeah. Oh no, you wouldn't have had the thing
have
the
OHP.
With the you know what overhead projector is?
Nah.
Yeah, man.
I'm still in my 20s. I'm still in my 20s. I just touched 20s still.
You don't watch like films in class and that?
Yeah.
TV or DVD?
I think TV. Still.
So you had to wheel it in?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, cool.
I think so.
See, it was not too far.
They had to wheel the TV in. That's all right.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Well, where would the TV be? Just chilling in the classroom?
No, I thought, you know, like they
might have
updated
it on the screen,
innit?
Yeah,
on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
DVD
okay,
and, like,
I hear you. Yeah,
but
that.
I doubt they do of Mice and Men on DVD, innit? You know, like that?
They do that.
You think?
On DVD?
They would have had that around.
They would have had it on DVD.
We watched it on video, though, innit?
On VHS?
Video.
VHS.
What's he doing? Video.
Yeah, what kind of video? What's he saying video for?
He's talking VHS? About the same thing, bro.
Yeah, I know, but he's saying video. I'm saying VHS.
Like, videotape.
Okay. He doesn't know what VHS is. That's why.
What does VHS stand for?
I don't know.
Yeah, I say
video. Housing service.
Video and sounds. Yeah?
I say hand.
Video
sound.
Hand.
That's a hand. Oh, man. You know, actually, let's do an intro because I want to get into just growing up and all that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. There's bare stuff I want to compare to. That is Baby Shot. My name is Tebby Akabi.
I'm Fred Santana.
Got a shoot in the house.
Yeah.
VHS shooter. He might shoot you on that tape.
Come on.
You get what I'm saying? He got overseas, underseas, on God and him, on him and God. It's my nigga VP in the cut. That's a scary sight.
Yo.
We got a pagan in the house.
It's Pat. Man's in my 30s. You know, content creator, actor. Yeah, man.
Big Pat's in the house.
Hey,
he tried to bug us off.
That video killed me.
I watched that episode. You guys said that Like, you see the Nine Babies, it's literally on Google Store, PNG. It's on Google Store. It's on Google. Like, I just took the background off.
Give it to him.
I took the background off still.
Give it for Google, bro. Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell them as well, but yeah.
Yeah, you
say Google's mad, dog.
Google. Oh, yeah, I have a little, I don't know why I say it like that, but.
You weren't even a nudge for that long as
you
well.
No. Like, you see, when I go yard, I go a change, I got a call switch back to the, you know, African accent here and there.
I remember one of my brethren was like that in secondary school. Like, he used to put on an accent when he got home.
Yeah.
But I was always thinking, this is cap. Like, no, why?
I don't know. I feel like, I think growing up, like, it just, I was used to it.
Mm. Yeah.
Came to school as a British, left as a Nigerian.
Yeah.
That was literally it still.
Got you.
I know what you mean. It's almost like you feel like if you speak the normal English you speak at school, your parents won't understand you. It's like,
too tough. You think they won't understand
you. Yeah.
So like, you come in the house, like how are you speaking?
Like, it's still like this, but it's toned down. Like, see them like Nigerian artists that come to the UK and just download the accent. Yeah. Something like that, but a bit more British.
Right.
So what, growing up in South Old Kent, was it hot for you still as well?
It was like, you see me, I had a curfew, so I wasn't really outside. I only started going outside in 2020. So I used to just go home from school straight away. Like, I used to push it. I used to come with my 6 o'clock. There was a madness when I got home. If I came at like past five.
Bro,
I would have been.
Nah, that's peak.
I would have been in
trouble. Oh, yeah. School's done at like three, bro.
Yeah, 3:30.
Yeah.
Do you know what's the worst thing is that I think they got mad that you're still in your school uniform.
That's what used to
stress them. Like, you couldn't come and change. Like. Yeah.
Now, but you know why I can't come home and change? Because you won't let me back out.
What? Man. Yeah. You can't go back out.
So I'm gonna stay in my school uniform. Literally, I play wrestling at my friend's house.
The thing that's dumb is, man will go out there and be doing bare dumb shit on the block in their school uniform and be surprised that someone knows how to go and find them. Like, they'll get caught at school and they'll be like, oh, someone snitched. You had a whole badge on your fucking blazer, bro. Like, of course we know what you was doing, bro. But yeah, cool. School, and then, so Geoffrey Chaucer, who was you lot beefing?
Globe Academy, you were beefing like Stack, I think, the Bacons.
Is that St. Thomas the Apostle?
Yeah, St. Thomas the Apostle.
Yeah.
Bacons changed their name as well, isn't it? It's changed. I drove past there the other day. It's not Bacons no more. I wanted to go to that school bad.
Yeah, like, the uniform was cold.
And it was new. When we was in school, that school was new, innit? Mm. Like,
where's Bacons? I don't think I know it.
Dulwich.
Yeah.
Just finished building. It had football goals in the school. Like, it wasn't concreted off. Like, it was proper. Like, I wanted to go there. Didn't let me in. So I wasn't smart enough, bro. I hate shit like that, man.
Bro.
I wanted to come out and play football.
They're
like, you're gonna bring down our students.
No, what?
Sometimes it's like we have to breed the best.
I wanted to go and play football. This is nah, man. You can't do that here, bro. You have to learn. I was like, so what you got football here for then? We just had fucking drawing on our wall, bro. Drew the goals. Like.
Yeah. We definitely did that.
You lot had like a cage, innit?
We got one later on.
Mm. Yeah, because it used to just be the concrete bit. And then we got one at the front of the school. They created an AstroTurf with the small goals. That was lit when that came.
So, but you lot used to travel to Dulwich to go and scrap?
No, Stack came to us.
Mm.
Stack was in Dulwich as well?
No. Stack was in Peckham, but no. Bacons and Stack, they all came. Like, we didn't go to them. They came to us.
They linked up on you.
There was one time when we came out of the gate. They were standing there, formation. empty your pockets. Guys were running. Like, I looked so, because I was wearing glasses back in the day, innit?
Yeah.
So I looked so innocent and fragile. So I just walked past them. I'm like, I'm like this flex. So my boys were getting G-checked. I was just walking past. I just thought, man.
That's it. The glasses saved
me. The glasses saved my life. I can't lie.
You wear contacts now?
No. I just don't wear glasses no more because it made my eyes mad small.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wait, so can you see though?
Yeah, I tried to.
I used to wear glasses.
You tried to? This is what I don't understand about people with glasses, man. So, were you long-sighted or short-sighted?
Long-sighted.
So that means you can't see
like straight, like far, far, far.
You can't see far.
Yeah, I can't see far like that, yeah. But close I can.
Right. So why don't you wear glasses, bro?
It just makes my head look mad big and my eyes just get mad smaller and it's not really, it's not fitting my aesthetic. You wouldn't it's not really fitting my aesthetic, so I just go, you know.
Train your eyes to see.
They train your eyes to themselves, but, you know.
Do you know what's peak is that? Chaucer used to be a feared school.
Feared.
Yeah, now you used to be Bacons.
He used to be
Bacons bro. Coming to check you lot. Jesus.
It was peace.
You know?
Bacon, Dulwich. You would never.
You lot got knocked off the food chain still.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Peace, like, knocked right off the food chain.
Chaucer, like they were doing fireworks in classrooms. That's what I was hearing back in the day. Mm-hmm. Like, it was actually a mad school.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God for change, man.
Amen. They made it globe and it really changed. It's crazy. That's hilarious.
Like, I want to get back to what you were saying, like about being lonely. So you started creating content. Like, yeah, why was that your go-to deal with the loneliness?
No, I started making Instagram, like Facebook videos when I was 14. So I took a break in 2019. I went to college in Kent for a year. And just bare white youths, like, I didn't know nobody there. There was one youth that got shipped to Kent because he was a criminal back in ends, innit? Mm. So he was like my only boy there. And I was even wary about him because I don't want to meet ops and I'm like, I'm in the middle. So I was just by myself in it. So
I said, if they come, I'm not back.
I'm not back in it. So I don't know you like that.
He's been there before, bro. He's got some dusty glasses. Gonna have to withdraw.
Where I went to school in Kent, yeah, Ashford, yeah, it's a mad quiet place. So you have to
Ashford.
That was where the outlet was. So yeah, where I went to college in Kent, Ashford, yeah, it's mad quiet. So if it gets too quiet, you're gonna go crazy. Mm. So I was just making videos every single day on TikTok, and yeah, man, it really helped me like grow on TikTok because I was posting there was a point where I was posting every single day, and if I missed a day, I would get so angry for not posting.
Mm.
So yeah, so that was like literally my motivation to leave Kent and go back to London, and because my brothers thought I got shipped to Nigeria because I lost contact with all them. Mm. So they thought I went to Nigeria.
You had phones.
Do you know what
we,
I mean?
Bro, we had phones, but I'm the type of guy like I'm like very like antisocial with my boys, but now I'm close to them now, innit?
Yeah.
I was very like I wasn't really on my phone like that, so I just post videos and come off my phone. So when I came back to London, they were shocked, like, hey, Paz, where you been? I've been in Kent, bro. No contact, bro.
Man was, you kids are shit. Man was like 45 minutes
I was
away.
45 minutes away.
And I've been in Kent, bro. Like, so he went country.
Fresh home.
Fresh home.
Yeah. No, but them journeys back in the day, like, it really felt far.
Nice.
You know?
Far,
the
ones
where you fall asleep on.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
On the way home, felt like we've been driving for hours.
So young Ken
could feel like, right now, I can't be going back.
Yeah, because Beckenham used to be far from me. From Kennington to Beckenham, I used to think this is quay. But now that's a light drive, bro. You
know? My drive, I still take TFL, so it's 1 hour plus.
Yeah, yeah, that's quay for you still. Yeah. Are you doing?
Yeah. Hopefully by summer I start driving. I said that last year, but hopefully this year.
Have you done a test before?
Driving
test?
No, not yet.
But you done your theory?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm.
But it's still like progress. A reseller thing, isn't it?
For the test dates.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't trust them still.
Swear.
Like, they do half price test dates now, so it's It's dark.
No, yeah.
That's crazy, it's dark, man. It's dark. That is dark. That's crazy that people are even doing that.
But I didn't know it was still an issue, bro.
It's still an issue.
Why would they stop?
I thought it was like, I thought that would have passed like during that COVID period where they had like a whole build up. I thought it would have been like, they've sorted out the backlog now.
Nah, people found out the market is lit.
They're making a lot of money, you know. They're charging mad prices just for a simple test date in Scotland or something. Nah, it's mad.
You know them ones there. They do it by location. I've got an enterprise, man.
Say London's prime. You can't get scientific green. Crazy. So what? What's it like learning how to drive right now, though?
Bro, it's lit, you know. I told him I can't drive, but I've driven a bit still, but I told him I can't drive. Cool, first lesson. I said, wow, like you're really trying. You're really, really, like, wow, you're amazing. So it feels mad weird. Like, you don't know, like, if you're going to hit the curb and that. Like,
yeah, your spatial awareness and that. Are you doing automatic or manual?
Auto. I don't have time for manual.
Yeah, you might as well, man. But these young kids,
I don't have time for manual.
I hear it, though.
What's the first car that you want?
I want an Audi A3. I heard that's a good first car. It's good in that still.
You sure?
I heard. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing.
That's quite expensive, though.
It is.
Is that the like
but
like
he's on TikTok now.
I'm on TikTok now, so I'm gonna try. I'm gonna make their videos and hopefully get that car in it. Wait for the invoices to come through and I'll get that still. But yeah.
Are you manual or auto?
The license.
Yeah.
One day we'll uncover your dark past, man.
I don't know, bro.
And then you said the license.
He's never auto.
That has some skeletons in his
He's never auto. Fucking hell, bro.
Listen, auto or manual though? Like, what do you guys prefer?
The thing is, when we was learning how to drive, man were driving manuals about. Because automatic was actually more expensive.
Okay.
And it probably is the case now, even more. Yeah, yeah. But what it was is manuals was like very like around, didn't it? Man weren't getting new cars.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Everyone's getting new cars now. That wasn't a thing.
Mm.
So manual was the joint because that's probably what your mum drove or your dad drove. And if you get your license, mum, can I drive your car, innit?
Yeah, can I drive your car?
So everyone did manual. Automatic was just like, bro, you're going to have to spend more money. It's like we pictured we'll be broke forever.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In our current situation, I can't afford that automatic. I need to get a manual license.
Yeah, but then everyone always hit you with that story like, oh, if your friend's driving a manual and then something happens to them and they need you to drive.
You can't drive it.
They're drunk.
That's always an argument.
Right.
You'll sleep here, man.
Yeah.
We're just Airbnb. That's what these kids
But at this point, it's like, why are you driving a manual?
Yeah. It's a bit wild. I enjoy it though, man.
What, manual?
Yeah, like that whole feeling of driving. Obviously, I like driving.
Not in London though, man. I can't deal with the clutch.
It's barely like 20 mile per hour or something.
This is hell.
I'm like gear three, like I don't know where to be when it's all them.
Yeah, this is long, man.
Like I heard they changed Oaken Road to like 20 miles per hour. Like
everywhere. Yeah, even around the whole back of like Kenton, you can't even get to Bagel King there no more.
No, you can't.
Flower pots. All that fucking, all the cameras and all that kind of shit.
Flower pots is worse than speed limits, bro.
Yeah, 100%.
Horrible.
What? Just even without the flower pots, you know they don't put flower pots, but they'll say you can't drive down this road between a certain time.
Bro, I just don't turn.
I got a ticket before.
You got a ticket?
Yeah. This was ages ago, though. I was dropping quite home. Imagine that.
Co-conspirator.
Why is that snitching? I was dropping her home route to her house that we usually take.
Yeah.
There's the new rules, bro. So obviously I've taken the normal route and I'm like, cool. All right, cool. Got a letter through the thing. I said, fam, I should call her, bro.
Split the bill.
Getting a letter with your name on it. It's the biggest fear still. It's my biggest fear.
When I was young, I used to always want letters.
Nah.
Until I found out what's in the actual envelope. Yeah. I used to always want what I felt important. I said, "Rah, someone's writing to me."
Like, I just got hit with a 140 fine on the train because I forgot to pay in it. But I tried to pay, literally £19 to pay. But it said, "No, I'm gonna fine you today." I'm like, "Why? Like, let me pay with that £19, like, bro." It's bad.
Delay. Get off.
What? You ain't never had practice.
No, bro.
You tried to sleep. Did he wake you up,
bro? I was like this. on my phone. My phone was on my ear. I had something playing, so they can say that I was on the phone. Then I just fell asleep in it. But this guy literally hit my thigh. I was like, "What's going on, bro?" He said, "Bro, pay." I said, "Can I pay the, for the ticket now? £19?" He said, "No, we don't offer no paying right now." I'm gonna hit the 140. I think I still have it in my pocket somewhere in it. 140. That's a mad 140.
Wait, hold £19 on.
£140.
They're doing you mad.
Bro, it's mad.
They're doing you mad because I remember when we used to try and bump the train like with Kent, it would be up to £20. Mm. Or if your fare is more than £20, they'll double it.
Double it, yeah.
That's what it was. So if it was £20, it'll be £40. Mm. And that would be what you have to pay. But man's course. Giving you 140.
That's crazy. Bumping train was one of my favorite robberies, though.
Yeah. I still do to the day, but it's hard. It's harder now. They have police on deck now. You can't even, bro. Like when I see police, I just gotta pay, go on train line and pay, because like, it's just all. It's
yeah, all we'll, yeah. We'll, we never had that.
Yeah, if you're bumping it, yeah, you're in there.
Adil said it one time, like. Cause we would have to get paper ticket, innit? Mm. Like we had to get it from the machine.
Back in the day, and that.
You know what I mean? Had to get a paper tick, yeah. If we didn't have that, that's it.
No, you know, yeah,
journey.
You don't go out. What? You can actually buy the ticket at, and you can know the station. Alright, cool. Yeah. Let me buy from there to there.
And you can have it loaded, like
literally.
If you see him coming,
pay it straight.
Bang!
Yeah.
So
you lot,
your heart wasn't in fully.
I didn't even see him coming from my direction. I was facing.
Look at you.
I was
like,
oh my God.
You used to have your hand on the swivel, oh bruv. You got comfortable.
I was looking at the scenery. I turned left. Yeah.
You're never supposed to be looking at scenery. When you're bumping the train, fucking never lose your what? Fucking.
Before you get on, you need to know where he is. You get on last so you see where.
Yeah. Which direction is he coming from? Yeah.
Where is he coming
from? I used to
catch
last train all the time.
Last train. What? You used to just London
get home
felt
at
like
1 a.m.
London felt like prison. You go to Kent and you just see open barriers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're like, this is heaven. Mm. You just be as long as I get out of London, I'm calm.
Yeah, I'm calm.
Bro. I'm calm.
Oh. That's like crossing to Mexico, bro.
No one at the borders.
Nobody is there, right? Nah, are they paying people over here?
Waterloo was horrible. The way they ganged up, yeah, like you'd see just bare niggas just getting.
Grab
paperwork.
And they will literally grab you like they're the police. Like, bro, what do you want from me? I just didn't pay £19.
And the commuters don't give a toss.
They
judge you before they even know what's going on. You could be reporting a crime.
Word, in their head,
he's definitely bumping train. Him. It's him.
But I see bare people bump train these days. Mm-hmm. Every time I've taken train, I've seen someone just like run through the barriers.
Cost of living. Like, see, the new method now is someone will pay and they just walk past them quickly.
Yeah. I see that bare. Like, they just itch up behind.
Yeah, itch up.
Has it happened to you?
Yeah, I felt vulnerable. I didn't feel good about it.
Someone, like, they're pushing you through. Like, be quick. Yeah. Are you?
My back.
Now, nah, don't use me like that.
Yeah. I'm paid, bro. I'm going to get Jet Enterprise to this, bro. Don't fucking
pushing me. Man's pushing my money. Nah. Give me 5p, bro. Because you know, at first it says 0.10. Before the end of the day, we'll say, okay, 10p starters. See where you've gone. Also, man, I'm pushing you know?
Crazy. So, what's your house made up of? Like, mum and dad both there?
Just my mum. My dad did the Nigerian method, so he's in Nigeria right now, chilling.
Right.
Yeah, man. But he comes here and there, though.
Politician?
Yeah, apparently. That's what he's doing still.
Right, what?
So, yeah. The
that country's got bare politicians.
Oh, my God.
It's like, he's spun out of nowhere. Cool. Vote for me. It's mad.
Everyone wants to be a politician over there. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because government is... Your dad could be a wanted man, bro.
Why?
Bro, government.
Yeah,
is,
government is mad. It's horrible. Mad over there, you know.
Horrible. Like Nigeria is going through it right now. My dad's over there. Like, it looks like he just wants to come back.
Like they want to come back, but they don't want to come
back.
Like,
it's confusing. It's just
warm
pick your poison, kind of thing. But so, mum and dad. Sorry, you're with your mum over here. Yeah. Dad's over there. Yeah. You still got a relationship with dad?
Yeah, like he calls me like probably like once every like month or something.
Do you enjoy the conversation?
Yeah, this is what I was.
Like, you see me just like, hello, good afternoon. It's just like, it's that 3 minute calls.
Yeah, I know.
It's not fun though, isn't it?
It's not fun.
Proper...
Yeah, it's not fun.
You ever ask that? Or what do you want though?
Sometimes, but I want to, like, I want to have like a proper relationship with my dad, like proper, like, brother, like, dad and son things like in the movies and that, but
Does he watch your content?
Like, he seen me, like, because I think he seen me on Facebook one time. Then he called me saying, oh, you're doing really, really good. Hit me with a send me some money. I'm like, fuck.
Swear yeah. down.
Oh, yeah, man.
Damn.
But nah, man. I love my dad though, man. But
Amen.
Now, my dad watches us now still.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Man does as well. He's left comments.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Your dad can leave comments.
Not on the same vibe as my brother. Full name in that.
That's even comments with the full gum.
These niggas is old, like.
But do you guys feel awkward when your parents, like, watch your things when you're there?
I feel a bit.
Yeah, I feel mad awkward. I just go upstairs.
Oh, what, when you're in the...
Yeah,
you're
it's like watching a sex scene when they're in the room, man.
Yeah.
He wasn't like, let me leave.
Yeah.
Let me go. I'm not supposed to be watching this.
And she'll be showing her friends. It's like, relax.
Yeah, chill out, man.
They don't even get this.
You don't even understand this English that we're talking about.
Just there sitting.
I'm swearing mad. Like, I could be going crazy. I'm thinking, I don't need to see me like this, man.
Don't feel good.
But that's the thing, because sometimes I'm like, I never asked you to watch this. So if you come and you see me doing a madness, you just have to accept this is who I am.
It will come up randomly on the recommendation. Like, bro, you're not even subscribed. How did it come? Like,
algorithm's working still. Even then you're thinking, why is the algorithm serving this 56-year-old, bro?
Get my core audience, bro. What's this, like, wasting fucking
because their dwell time is high as well. You know, like that. Like, they watch the whole thing, bro.
That's the dwell time.
Fucking watch something else. But nah, so like, even with your dad, like, what did you said? You want to have like a better relationship, but the convos are like 3 minutes. Like, what about you? Like, asking him questions, like,
I don't know.
You scared? Like,
I'm not even scared,
but it's just that I don't know what to ask him. That's my problem.
But you know, like, what he does for work.
Nah, he sends me his voting thing. I just vote for him and that, but. I'm not trying to vote. Still,
wait. You can vote for Nigeria. As
there's
well,
no hey. Way nah, you can vote for me.
I don't know, but he sends me saying, "Oh, share it on Instagram, so people can vote for me in Nigeria."
Yeah, we'll run. They'll accept the vote.
They'll accept the vote. But I feel like this whole
who?
Government thing, good switch. Sorry, I switch it.
It's a follow.
This whole government thing, it's mad, car. They've been doing it for years, and there's no progress with what they're doing in Nigeria. Like. Just come back home, bro.
How often do you go back,
bro? Last time I went Nigeria, I think was. I was young, like 6.
Oh, wow. Oh,
wow. Okay.
I think young, but I want to go back for December, but money, man.
Yeah.
Money. Cost of living is actually...
It's peak.
It's touching me still.
But you're... Oh, no, you're paying rent now.
Yeah.
If I wasn't paying rent, I actually love life more, but it just hurts. Like, I'm growing up too fast, man. Just let me
you're
breathe.
You're fully 20 still.
I'm fully.
And the thing is, because you don't have like a retail job.
I don't.
Yeah, so now.
And the thing is, man wants to work, because I've never had a 9-to-5 in it. I used to work as a film extra for like Netflix shows and stuff.
Swear.
Yeah.
And you've done some shit in your life,
right? Yeah, I've done a few bits, but yeah.
What films are you in?
I was in Heartstopper. Last 2 years ago, I went to Paris for that.
What was
never
the name?
Heard of it.
What was the name?
It ain't Ralph, though.
Man said Heartstopper. Yeah, it's in the chance.
It's actually quite big, you know. It's actually very, very big, still. It's actually very, very big. But
it's a French film.
Nah, it's like
What was your role? What did you do?
I was just there, like, smiling in the background. bro, it's mad. It's mad still.
So what you watched it? Did you see
yourself? Yeah, somebody posted on TikTok saying, "Why is Paps in here?" I was just smiling.
That's actually hilarious.
I was so confused. But yeah, I want to work like a normal like job. But it's just if I work in retail, they'll just snap me. I pack your favorite TikTok is outside serving clothes for us and that. Like, it's all, I can't even. So I might do the whole online thing and just stay at home because I can't work outside, man. It's just,
yeah, you're going to need to get like a
That's so annoying that you can't.
You can't do retail.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because of the time that we're in or because of the way you've done it. Because you've actually gone there, you've gone to online and done well.
Yeah.
So then it's like, technically people see it as you're going backwards.
But I just want it for like structure so I can like, you know, structure my life. I feel like everything is just all over the place right now.
Yeah.
Just want like a proper structure, like wake up early, do that. But yeah, I just can't go outside.
I'm not even gonna lie, I say you do it, man.
Do it, but if bro, I do
don't
it now,
suffer I because of the streets that don't live in your house paying your bills, bro.
True say.
Like, bro, like I'm being so serious right now, bro. Don't fucking suffer, bro.
I hate you.
Like, fuck them. Fuck everybody, bro. Fuck them, bro. The streets live in our heads too much.
Just temporary. So
what? As in
the whole like, if they post it on the Shea Bar one time saying, "Yo, it works now."
That's
just,
it.
Yeah.
The thing is, yeah, the person that posts it will get cooked more than you.
Because like, why are you posting?
Or you just bang them in their face.
Yeah.
Live vote, take their phone. You know, like the Kanye thing. But like, because the comments will just be like, bro, he's got a job. What are we talking about here? Them pressures of you guys is like age and generation is rough, man.
Wow.
But like Tim said, it would look like it's going backwards. But if you didn't say all that, you said you could have lied and said you've always had this job, you know, one of them ones like I've worked here for 4 years.
They didn't even see me, but I'm here now.
As in the stock room, they trained me how to use the tools and that. but you could do something that's not front facing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm never gonna like, man understands how this industry is, bro. Like, it's not easy to just be getting money all the time like that, bro. And you're young, like
working night shift is an option.
I didn't think about that, you know.
Bro.
I didn't think about that still.
Jump on a night shift, Sainsbury's.
Yeah. I always wanted to do night shift.
I was thinking because they got like paid a bouncer.
Yeah.
A bouncer? That is hella front-facing.
That's even
more
and
you might get banged up.
Imagine me outside Hyatt. Bro, don't fall scared, bro.
Like, go get your glasses.
Go get your glasses.
What? No way.
Trying to pat niggas down, boss.
Now working was lit though. I remember one it was Christmas even. I did night shift on Christmas Day and then I worked Boxing Day as well. So I just went, got lunch, well got breakfast and then came back to work, bruv. I got paid.
I never got one of them double pay days, you know.
What?
I never worked. I'm a relaxer. What?
I was ready for day. Hey, say double pay, I'm there, bro.
Yeah.
Double pay, I'm
the extra
there.
Extra joint.
What?
On the bank holidays.
Slap it on top, I'll be there. Oh, I ain't doing shit anyway. God,
bro.
Like, I like not home. Doing shit sometimes. You know, like that. On a day like that, I love a bank holiday.
Grab some bread, brev.
Love a bank
Where
holiday.
Where are your friends
That's
working
me.
Then? Like, because not everyone's doing doing content creation.
Yeah, all my friends, they're basically at uni right now, innit?
Yeah, all I was going to say, you're not at uni.
I took a break this like last year still.
How many breaks is this guy taking?
I took a break. The younger generation are tired. Yo,
Jesus.
They're fucking tired. You lot are tired before you guys have worked. I'm telling you,
I took a break because it was so much. I was like, last year was my business for me, innit? So I would literally pay my sister to do like my assignments for me, but she said I have to pay her more, so I'm paying her £50.
Is this the same one that said he's making
money?
Yeah,
that one. Look, I was
still.
Cool. I was paying her.
She
50.
Said I know my worth.
Listen, I paid her £50. They cheated me to £150. I was like, come on, like,
what? She tripled it on you.
She tripled it on me. So cool. I'd find somebody else now. I was paying some like one whitey on my course. He was doing it, but he did it where I failed my first thing. I'm like, come on, bro. Nah, I paid you the fast and I failed, bro. Like, cause
his paperwork though.
Yeah,
right?
You can't just be like, bro, hey, white man. You're probably good at this course. You have to at least look where he's at in the class.
You see when you look smart, like, I didn't want
to. Yeah, glasses. Him. Yeah.
Hair to the side and that. Yeah. Bro, he looked
the serial killer trim.
He looked the part still.
Literally, but yeah.
Your penguin trim, like.
With uni is just too much. Like when I do my assignments, a wave of depression just comes to me. I just feel mad sad. Like, I just can't be asked to do the whole like assignment.
What were you studying?
I was studying film, so it wasn't really hard. wasn't really hard.
This nigga said, I've been on set before.
Like, I've been on set before. And I was studying film, but it was just too much. Like, I feel like you can learn that on YouTube quickly without a degree in it. So just, but oh, I might.
I'm just, guys are in the like, worst place.
I'm just praying that I blow this year so I can't go back in it. But if I don't, I'll just
But
go
you
back.
Also had the like COVID era of uni.
Yeah.
So you was doing online lessons.
Online lessons for a bit still.
But I remember like someone must have said like not too long ago, like there's bare like Nigerian or African mums, yeah, or let's just go aunties in general that had like their kids do their uni assignment.
Yeah.
I
seen that on Twitter.
I did my mum's, but what my mum did was my mum wrote on paper and told me to type it. And this used to get me mad because I'm like, if you've got time to write it,
just type it. Yeah.
She didn't want to be at the computer like this, bro.
Yeah.
Because a keyboard will spin a parent. A keyboard spins a parent.
Trying to find a comma.
Where's the comma?
All right, don't hit it with a shift. Oh my God.
Underscore.
Forget about it.
It's like flip a table, bro.
Forget about it.
Yeah, no, honestly, we need to have grace because they didn't grow up the same way we grew up with tech.
Like, but their lecturers must be hella understanding because I've seen who was in my mum's class, innit?
Yeah.
And it was like all adults.
Yeah, so it was like
they must all be going through like, you know, like you'll email the lecturer like, oh, can I have...
You have to take time.
So the lecturers must be hella patient with them as well. Yeah. Like,
even lecturers, some of them can't speak English properly, so they understand as well. They can understand. I've been there before.
It's funny though. But nah, you gotta let them, because some people are saying like the parents is like the even uncles as well like are underqualified.
Yeah.
Like so like, but I'm like, nah, they went to the lessons and that like the exams as well. They must have exams, so they go in there on their own, innit? Like.
Yeah, surely.
You got somebody else there.
Lay off the workforce, man.
Yeah, rough with them. Yeah,
everyone's trying, bruv. Yeah.
Do you have management?
Yeah, I got management, you know. I got, obviously, I was a bit wary of managers for a bit because them, man, they can swindle you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They can swindle you still. So I've had my fair shares, but I've been with Ditto Management for like under a year.
We know them.
I've been with them for under a year, so yeah, it's all right, you know.
Yeah, cool. They've sent some peeps through us.
They're good people still.
Okay, cool. Because I was thinking like, so this year is like...
This year, hopefully, man.
This year.
Blessings falling testimony. Lich, hopefully.
What is blood?
Hello, doctor.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.